On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Some Itigwini residents will have to brace themselves for a week-long restricted water supply, Newswatch's Tunoguhle Malinga reports.
Itigwini Municipality says it's conducting leak repairs on the bulk steel pipeline ranging from the North Dean Reservoir to the Chatsworth 1 Reservoir. Water restrictions will affect residents supplied from Fairwood, North Dean, Shellcross, Clawata and Chatsworth 4 Reservoir. The city says it expects to complete its work today, but is expected to be fully restored over the next 7 days. In a statement, it added that water levels, the dependent reservoirs, and the demand may also affect this timeline. Water tankers will be dispatched to affected communities, including all sections of Umlazi and Folweni in the interim. Tunoguhle Malinga, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
And the Hawks have arrested a 21-year-old linked to the alleged leaking of the 2024 matric exam results. The man allegedly sold the results online for 100 rand. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks has more.
The complaint was lodged by the Department of Education on Sunday following reports of the leak just days before the official release. The case was transferred to the Hawks for investigation. In a statement, the Hawks say they swooped down on a house in Johannesburg yesterday. During the search, they found various electronic gadgets and an unlicensed shotgun with live ammunition. The suspects will be detained for the unlawful possession of a firearm, while further investigations into the breach will continue. Meanwhile, in KZN, the Education Department says police in Amanzimtoti have recovered stolen stationery and a delivery truck. The truck was hijacked yesterday at Isimbogodweni Primary School with A4 paper worth over 160,000 rand, which was stolen at gunpoint. There were no injuries. The department cited ongoing security challenges in various schools that are hampering efforts to deliver educational resources. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
And abroad, tens of thousands of people ordered to flee as wildfires tore through Los Angeles have been told they have to wait another week to return to their homes. It's over fears of electrocution, landslides and exposure to toxic materials. The latest tally by officials has revealed at least 27 people have died. The deadly blazes have destroyed thousands of homes and hectares of land. And finally, Donald Trump has named three actors as special ambassadors to Hollywood, describing the movie production capital as a great but troubled place. The incoming U.S. president says Mel Gibson, Sylvester Stallone and John Voight will be White House envoys there. He says he wants them to bring back Hollywood's golden age. On the weather front back home, cloudy conditions in some parts of KZN today. Durban and Richards Bay, a high of 27 degrees. Pietermaritzburg, 26.
And coming up in your sports, the Sharks need a point to qualify for the Champions Cup playoffs. The Betway Premier returns tonight with Richards Bay travelling to Cape Town City. And Carlos Alcaraz looks like he's about to book his place into the Australian Open fourth round. I'll bring you more at 8:30.